All right, so we've got the Bruce Learman, Brittany Higgins, Justice Lee. I think this is, now correct me if I'm wrong on any of this stuff. Right, I don't want to put out any wrong information, so I'm open to being wrong here. But this is the criminal case thrown out for various reasons there. The prosecutor was sacked. Was that correct? The ACT prosecutor was sacked because of its incompetence over the case. How this even, and I've spoken to many police officers, friends, and lawyer friends on this topic, and they will not go on record because for various reasons. And the common thing they tell me, Harley, today's narrative, if it's a he said, she said situation, which this Brittany versus Bruce case is, the woman is always going to be believed socially and the end result, even if they know underground that's bullshit what she's saying. It's just the social narrative. It's very, very hard to protect yourself against a fake accusation if you are a man and the accuser is a woman. That's just how it is. We live in a patriarch society, meaning women have priority. Men are expected to do the work. If something bad happens, it's a man's fault, okay? Women aren't expected to have accountability. And that's me saying, as the biggest female lover there is, that's just how it is. And guys need to understand that, and women need to understand that too, okay? If you're a woman and you have a problem, men are expected to help you, and if we don't help you, we are socially shamed. Okay, that's just how it is. We've seen the Bondi stabbing incident recently. How many women went up there and got action done? I mean, the police officer with the gun, she shot him, yeah. But that was, you know, how many bystanders, what was the ratio of female versus male bystanders who actually tried to do something, grab a chair, grab a bollard? It was zero women and all men, okay? Meanwhile, the victims was men and women. Men were killed, men were stabbed. It's just an unfortunate situation. We're saying that in society, women are believed, women are trusted versus men. Now, this situation here, this is a civil case, okay? So Bruce Learman was suing Brittany and Channel 10 for saying that he's a rapist. All right, so this is a civil case, so the level of evidence is a lot lower in civil cases. It's on the balance of probabilities. So this judge, in my opinion, the most incompetent judge in the world, in my opinion, Justice Michael Lee, is that his name? He's like, well, on the balance of probabilities, I think you probably raped Brittany. Yeah, I think you probably did. Like, such a fucking flippant comment. It's like, this guy now, Bruce, all right, rapist or not, is now deemed socially a rapist because of Justice Lee's, well, I think probably you did rape. You probably raped her. What the fuck? Probably? Like, this guy's now branded socially as a rapist, which is the worst thing you can call the man. A rapist or a pedo, especially if they're not, okay? That's the worst thing you can do for a man's reputation, is call him a rapist or a pedo. Okay, simple as that. And people know that. People weaponize it all the time. They don't like you. You're a rapist. You're a pedo. They don't care if it's true or not. They just know that's the highest thing. That's the A-bomb for your reputation. And anyway, so, you know, it's like, so this judge, how old is this bro? Like this is like the arrogance of this judge, the bigotry, the stubbornness. The biggest thing for me is Brittany Higgins claims she was raped only when she realized she was going to get fired. Because they're like, why were you found naked in the office after hours, drunk? Were you raped, Brittany? Oh, yeah, I was. You know what I mean? And she'd lied about a dress, where it was. She said she got rid of it. She said she stashed it under the bed. The next minute, she's wearing it at a function in WA, but she lied about that. The cops said, okay, the federal police said, where is your phone? Let's look at your phone. She's like, why do you need my phone? Why do you need my phone? Now, this judge just totally ignored that. If someone doesn't want to hand the phone over to you to check it, why is that? Oh, well, I've got some photos on there. No. Because they're hiding evidence. And when eventually she did hand over the phone, she had deleted texts. And this judge just goes, well, that sort of happens. Fucking hell, man. You know? How incompetent is that? The fact that if anyone deletes their phone records, for me, boom, you're done as a witness. Your story is questionable now. And on the balance of probabilities, you can't call someone a fucking rapist if it's so vague like that. Now, you could call them a dickhead, you could call them an idiot, you can call them incompetent, whatever. But you can't go around as a fucking federal judge
on the biggest case in Australia in the media and call some, yeah, well, I think you're a rapist. I think you are. Probably you are. What the fuck? This fucking judge, does he has Alzheimer's? I think he does. I think this guy genuinely has Alzheimer's, man. Because he's forgetting the damage that a reputation, especially in a court setting like that. This isn't on Facebook. You're a rapist. I don't like you. You must be a rapist. You're a pedo because your girlfriend's young. Whatever, that stuff doesn't matter. But in a court like that, that's fucking serious shit. This, can you imagine if this was the, if Bruce Lehrman was the son of the judge, Justice Michael Lee? Do you think he'd be so flippant and like, you're probably a rapist? All right? No. No fucking way. So I guess this, that's why this guy's a fucking judge in civil matters. Fuck, man. The incompetence of some of these people in the legal, we can't call it profession, let's call it circus. What an incompetent fuck, man. And the same with the prosecution back in ACT. If anyone deletes their phone records, all right, that's a fucking red flag right there. That's a red flag. And if you're in the know of how important social media is in terms of what's said, especially personal phone records, private conversations. Why did Britney delete the messages? Oh, I had sex with Bruce last night. It was a bit of a shocker. Delete. You know what I mean? I bet they... And he's... Justice Lee said that Bruce was hell-bent on having sex with Britney because he found her attractive. Judge, did you notice in the CCTV they're going full tongue and mouth together? It takes two to kiss like that, not just one. It's like, boom, it's like a tongue war, okay? Britney was down, DTF. And so you're saying, well, Bruce was hell-bent on having sex with Britney. She's going back to the office, drunk as a skunk, in a white dress with a white G-string. She's so horny that night, she turned up with her Bumble Tinder date. And then when she realized Bruce is giving her the green light, she's like, okay, you can go. I'm going back with Bruce, all right? She bounced on her Tinder date to hang out and pash with Brucey boy, knocking back the drinks. She's 24 at the time, 23, 24. All right, she's not exactly a 17-year-old virgin naive, okay? She's a girl of politics, boom, boom, all right? She understands the game. So fucking hell, man. This incompetence of Justice Lee. Justice Lee, man. Where's the justice in this case? There ain't no justice. It's just Alzheimer's, in my opinion. And, you know, Alzheimer's is a serious condition, but I don't think this guy is competent to be a fucking judge, all right? He could be the legal secretary. He should be the coffee boy. Go get coffee, Mike. Mikey boy, go get some coffee for us. You've proven you're incompetent, in my opinion. Fucking crazy, man. Like, and he's even slagging, full trashing Britney Higgins. Someone said Britney Spears. He's trashing Britney Higgins, saying, well, you're an unreliable witness. Then why the fuck are you listening to what she's got to say and calling Brucey boy a fucking rapist, man? Like, fuck. This, the damage this does now to Australians' vibe, the social cohesiveness, the dating thing going on there. Every man now is thinking, fucking hell, like, I can be called a rapist just because the judge probably thinks I am. And she's lied, she deleted messages, she lied about a bruise, she lied about the dress, she lied to her boyfriend where she was that night. She's lied, gotten $2 million payout with zero fucking evidence, bailed to France, right? Bailed to France straight away, and then had to come back for the law shit. Fucking mate, how much Coke Zero is this fucking Justice Lee? And how long it took him to come to the conclusion? Like, fuck, dude, this is like a day of reading to get the conclusion there. They're both lying, so you can't trust either of the fuckers. So it's like, well, I don't know who to believe because you're lying and you're lying. But Bruce, what was Bruce's lies? He lied about the reason why he went back there, all right? She lied about to her boyfriend where she was, the dress, the bruise, deleted text messages. You know what I mean? Both these people are unreliable witnesses, so why the fuck would you believe one over the other, especially when the one you believe is lying the most and the most pernicious lies? Incompetence. So, man, it's crazy. What this is going to do is going to create more division amongst men and women, definitely, and it's going to create a paranoia amongst men going, fucking hell, like, the level of evidence needed. You can lie through your teeth and still be fucking believed because you're a female, all right? Maybe if you identify as a female, maybe that's what the Bruce did wrong. Bruce should have identified as a female. And then maybe Justice Lee was like, well, both you girls, I don't know now, because women don't lie, so I don't know who to believe. Case dismissed. That's what Bruce should have done. Identified as a woman, and in my opinion, Justice Lee would have said, hey guys, you know, I don't know who to believe now. You girls tell fibs now. Okay, you guys carry on and go play. Case dismissed. Now, Bruce Lehrman across Australian media called a fucking rapist. Anyway, that's my rant. Had to get off of my chest. Damn, this is bad for women because the men that they like will now be super paranoid and going, fuck. Like, maybe I should just go to Thailand and get some Thai chicks because they won't say shit like this. Crazy, man. Crazy. That's really... Justice Lee has zero fucking awareness. That's why I'm concerned about an Alzheimer's condition there underlying. He has, in my opinion, zero social awareness of the ramifications, the wave, the ripple that carries all this on now that's going to be put in men's brains going, fucking hell, the level of evidence is based on lies and still believed in that federal court there. That's fucked, all right? So it's like... Carl's gonna be like, I'm booking tickets to the Philippines, I'm going to Malaysia, I'm going to China, I'm going to Thailand, I'm getting some Asian girls, I've got India even, I've got Africa, fucking this Western shit, fuck that. That's what's going to be thinking a lot of guys. They're going to be, this ain't worth the hassle, man, because look what happened. Do you think when Bruce went back that night, and Britney went back that night, and they knew that they're going to, do you think they went back knowing this was going to have such a crazy impact? They're both very young, they're both very experienced, they're both very horny, they're both party types. Do you think that this, they knew it was going to blow up like this? I don't think they did. So Britney's reputation is fucking destroyed. Like there's zero men out there, in my opinion, that she would like who'd be thinking, nah, you're just too much damaged goods. You've lied. You showed us what you are. You know, and then Brucey boy, I mean, people in the know would be like, yeah, you know, you got fucked over in the court system, blah, blah, blah. But women, you know, if he goes to the Philippines, Thailand, he'll be fine over there, but Western women, just because of the baggage over his head, he will be getting shunned a lot. So if I was Brucey boy, I'd be Thailand, Thailand, Malaysia, Laos, Philippines, Indonesia, Bali babes, because they won't judge you like you would judge here in the Western system. That's the rant, that's the rave. Fucking hell, mate. Justice Michael Lee, mate, quit.